You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for 50 years, over 50 years, I might add. And finally, Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 31. Justin Lane. Was he 31?
I have no idea who that man is.
Oh, he was a Steeler draft bust. Low of 19, Calvin Austin, and some flurries today. Happy New Year to everybody out there. Be safe today on those roads. What's this? Something Jeff had. We're talking best, worst moments. Let's go to the phone lines of the year in Pittsburgh sports. Let's hear from some people, Nelly, shall we?
Sure. Let's go to our guy, Anthony, in Oakland.
Hello, Anthony. What's up?
Happy New Year to you, Joe.
You too, buddy.
Joe, I'm always melancholy this time of the year on New Year's Eve. Because 53 years ago, the Pittsburgh Pirates in the city of Pittsburgh and baseball overall lost the great Roberto.
Yes.
On a humanitarian venture, you know, and what a wonderful man. You know, I was a paper boy in 1968. Mm. And I was fortunate enough to live in the same apartment building as the Pittsburgh Pirates when they were at Forest Field. And Roberto Clemente lived up, I lived on the 8th floor, they lived on the 9th floor.
Wow.
I used to go to breakfast with him.
Wow.
While Vera and the kids were in school, I dropped his paper off one morning and he invited me in. And we sat and we talked and his favorite show was The Munsters. He and I would sit here talk and watch The Munsters.
Yeah, I love The Munsters.
Then we would go to a restaurant called Barodi's and have breakfast, and it was a wonderful time. And then Sangi would join us.
I had no idea about that, Anthony. I never heard that. Oh. You tell me that story.
Yeah, I would go to the games with Vera and the kids with him. I would when he would play golf, the kids and I would retrieve his golf balls. He was a wonderful human being. He's sitting in his living room now in his underwear, watching The Munsters with me, a 13-year-old boy.
Hmm. That is unbelievable. Herman,
yes.
I wonder if you guys watched the episode where Herman Munster became a baseball player and hit the ball across the whole city. You remember that one?
Yeah, we watched the episode where the Dodgers, what was his name? I can't think of the manager.
Walter Alston?
No, before. DeRocher, Leo DeRocher.
Ah, yeah.
There was an episode with Leo DeRocher meeting Fred Munster, and it was hilarious.
Well, but, thank you, Anthony.
Let me give you my Steeler stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think the slant in Ireland, the DK Metcalf, where he looked like a freight train out of control, that was a beautiful moment for me.
That was a great play, yeah.
And unfortunately, what happened in Cleveland leaves a stain. I mean, it had visions of Ryan Mallett in Baltimore in 2015. You remember that disastrous game where
yeah.
the Steelers would have won, they would have made the playoffs. Instead, they lost, and it took Rex Ryan and your Buffalo Bills to beat
yes.
the Jets for the Steelers, who happened to really go to Cleveland and murderize them compared to what we just saw Sunday.
Yeah, good comparison to that Ryan Mallett game, because there was a lot on the line then and there was a ton on the line the other day. I mean, when I say a ton on the line, to me, the difference between the Steelers winning and losing a playoff game, if they get there, was their ability to rest this week. But anyway.
Well, you know who I'm disappointed? I'm more disappointed. You know what, Rodgers? It's good that we like to see that you're a little feisty and you're after your players, but you were horrible the other day. So I hope you save some of that for yourself. because your play was I did not expect a four-time MVP to go to Cleveland and play like that. That was a disgrace.
Yeah, and it feels like there's a lot of excuses out there for him for that game for some reason. Yeah, I know Metcalf wasn't there. Okay. So why are you throwing why did Fryer, this is just one example. You would open people, if you watch the tape with people like Baldinger breaking it down, open people on the fade to Scotty Miller on fourth and one. You had open people when you're throwing to MVS repeatedly in the end zone. Freiermuth didn't get involved in the game, really, until the final drive. All of that. Anyhow, back to the lines, O Limitless Wonder.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I know it's muscle memory, but I am not the Limitless Wonder.
I know.
Anyway, Paul in Washington.
Hi, Paul.
How are you, Giuseppe? It's a pleasure to talk to you on the last day of the year. You were asking folks what their favorite Pittsburgh sports moment was. Well, mine occurred this summer at a place called the Iron City or Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg.
Yeah.
For the fan host auditions.
And, yeah.
And my favorite part was meeting you and your critique of my performance, which you said that I brought my A game. And you were especially impressed with how I planted a caller in the audience to simulate an actual on-air call if I was a host.
That was impressive. That was, you were like a ventriloquist, for God's sakes. I'm surprised you didn't bring a puppet caller.
That was my favorite Pittsburgh sports moment.
Cool.
Brought to me by the number one sports host in the city of Pittsburgh, none other than the great one, Joe Starkey. So My worst Pittsburgh sports moment was the fact that when they fired Derek Shelton, that they didn't do a twofer and fire Ben Cherington. And to make it even worse, we didn't fire Mike Tomlin after the debacle in Baltimore. And Joe, I wish you and your lovely wife and your daughter a blessed new year, and your host, especially your sidekick, City Limits, and you are the number one program in the city. There's no doubt about it. Nobody even comes close to you. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Paulie Pavilion. Well, that'll boost a guy's ego, won't it, Limits? I mean, Nelly. Calling somebody by the wrong name for the entire show might not, but call will.
My dad calls me by my brother's name all the time.
Does he?
Yeah, he'll call me his brother, and then he'll call me my brother. He'll go, thanks, Les. I mean, Tyler. I mean, and then he'll ask
me. So this happens a lot to you. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay.
What else did Paul say? Now I can't remember.
The debacle in Baltimore and not letting go of Ben Cherington.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Is Ben Cherington might yet be redeemed, right? Skeens, Connor Griffin, Ryan O'Hearn, Brandon Lau. Things are looking up for GMBC.
Jake Mangum, I think, is
Mangum
PI.
Yeah, you like him?
Yeah, he was in the Mets system for a while, and I always thought that the Mets should give him a chance, but then the Mets became the Mets. So,
some other things that happened. The Penguins were sold. I don't know. I guess it's obviously a big story, right? It just didn't move me at all. I guess because FSG, I never got attached to at all. Who were they? Who are they? I don't know. Who are the new people coming? I don't care about ownership stories, at least not this one. Is that just me? I don't care about that.
I think the bigger one is what happens to
Mario.
Exactly. And also the TV deal.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers coming here was a giant story, right? Paul Skeens winning the Cy Young. Sid passing Mario. Steelers offseason where they add Metcalf, Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey, signed TJ Watt. You know what was a big story that we didn't even talk about? was the Cam Hayward incidents. What would you call that? The Cam Hayward episode is a better word. Well, yeah, and everything that happened and fans turning in a big way and him sort of messing things up from a PR perspective. That was a giant story this year.
The season has been so long, especially with the DK Metcalf stuff recently. I wouldn't put it past anybody, or I wouldn't hold it against anybody for forgetting that even happened.
I know. With everything else that's happened, it's probably number 10 on the list. Now the DK Metcalf and a dry needler. Who would have thought that the Steelers season would be derailed by a man wearing a blue wig and an as-yet unidentified dry needler? What are we doing? What has happened here?
A needle and a blue wig destroyed the 2025 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. What has happened here? Are we ever going to find out who wielded that needle?
Probably not, because of HIPAA stuff. And unless they're publicly named in a lawsuit, which is a whole murky thing. I think the NFLPA is probably still looking into that.
Well, do we have updates on TJ Watt and Lamar yet?
Lamar is practicing today.
How about TJ?
Nothing that I see yet, but one quick search right now will
satisfy our needs.
Yeah.
Thank you, Limits, and you have a great new year.
I'll tell Limits you say to have a good new year.
I'm only kidding, Nelly. I hope you, Nelly, have a good year.
Why, thank you, Star.
I hope it brings you everything you ever wanted. What do you want, by the way, other than internal peace and perhaps world peace?
A full-time job. That'd be sick.
There you go.
Like you, I was a late bloomer.
Ask Pony to get you one. He wields some power around this place.
This is true. I wear many hats around here, so I feel like I do work here full time. I'm here almost every day of the week.
Yeah.
So I will.
We're darn proud of you. You're a nice man. And I hope you have a great new year, and I hope that wish does come true for you. What's my wish, you might ask?
What is your wish?
That the Bills finally win a Super Bowl.
Is this the year going to be the year?
My dad was literally on his deathbed when my sister Sheila said, "Dad, people are talking about the Bills, that they're going to win it this year." And he said, "I've heard that one before." So I don't think it's going to happen, but more for people back where I grew up than for me. I would love for that to happen. What else is my New Year's resolution?
Here's the question. If the Bills win the Super Bowl, will there be more tears shed or more beers drank?
In Buffalo or in
Buffalo?
Well, that's a good question. Probably beers drank, yeah. That would be like when the Cubs won it. You know, it would be like just a landmark moment in the history of the city. What else do I want? I want good things to happen to Malzi this year, for him to win another golf tournament.
And congratulations to the Malzi family.
What happened?
He announced yesterday on the show, baby number three for the Mueller family on the way.
There you go. Yeah, let's give a hand there. I want Limits to get a girlfriend this year. Do you think that can happen?
So the Bills may win the Super Bowl this year.
I think it will happen. Good night. Good night to all. To all a good night. See ya, Harry.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.